This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma, and I've got Chapter 2 of Vatican Ambassador on this episode. We just began a new encore presentation of Vatican Ambassador on our last episode, so I'm not going to give you a big rundown of what's happened so far, because you can just go back one episode. But I will say BC has been helping rebuild Lunar Prime, helping Governor Mark Edwards in his re-election bid as well. And in this upcoming chapter, we are going to find out how things go on Election Day. It's coming up in Chapter 2 of Vatican Ambassador. Before we get into the chapter, I want to say thank you to my patrons who support this podcast through Patreon. You can do the same if you'd like. Just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Or go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and follow the link to Patreon. For $2, $5, or $10 a month, you can help support the podcast and help keep things going. Again, my thanks to those of you who do. And I'm going to have something for you if you are a patron. I'm going to be giving you something for free because I do like doing that. I usually try to give my patrons free audiobooks here and there, and this is another audiobook, so let me fill you in on what I'm doing. Last weekend, I decided that having gotten this new Vatican Ambassador encore going, I should maybe do an entire audiobook of the trilogy, because I've got the trilogy under one cover. What about putting all of the chapters together as well as a single audiobook? So I've done that. There's going to be a Vatican Assassin trilogy audiobook. It's over 30 hours long, but if you're up for it, it's coming. So it's going to be hitting the stores relatively soon, and it should be on Audible relatively soon as well, but available everywhere. Everywhere you get your audiobooks, you should be able to get the new Vatican Assassin Trilogy audiobook. And again, patrons will be getting it for free as part of being a patron. So there's that. We are about to get into Chapter 2 of Vatican Ambassador next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hi, I'm JC. My co-host Cindy and I host the Fix It Home Improvement Podcast. We cover projects that every homeowner should know and top-rated products for home and garden. And for fans of Mike, we keep you posted on new smart home systems and products like robot vacuums and robot lawnmowers that seemed like science fiction not too long ago. You can check it out on your favorite podcast app. It's Fix It, F-I-X-I-T, Home Improvement.
Now, here's Chapter 2 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC finds himself wishing the next week was just a bad dream. Wishing he could wake up and have it all just go away. Daniel McIntyre is the star of BC's nightmare. McIntyre's poll numbers are rising, along with the number of veiled attacks by McIntyre on BC's influence on Edwards. BC ducks the media, merely answering no comment when they ask him to answer McIntyre's allegations.
He can pretend McIntyre isn't talking about him, as long as McIntyre doesn't mention BC by name. 2 days before the election, McIntyre finally begins attacking BC by name in public. It's all over the news as BC wakes up.
"We need a governor who isn't tied to the UTZ!" McIntyre's face shouts off the screen as BC tries to eat breakfast.
McIntyre's a guest on Lunar Prime Today. BC has it on in the background while he's getting ready to face the day. Suddenly, it seems like McIntyre's speaking right to him.
"There are influences on our current governor, unhealthy influences, like his advisor, Bernard Campion."
BC drops his spoon into his cereal bowl with an audible plop and jingle. His jaw drops open as McIntyre's tirade continues.
"This fake isn't even really a priest,"
McIntyre shouts.
"He's an agent for the OPO! That's the Office of Papal Operations! They're assassins for the Vatican! They kill people for the NCC and the UTZ!"
McIntyre shakes his fist in the air for emphasis.
"He kills people, for Christ's sake!"
"So, you allege that this Bernard Campion isn't a priest, but an agent, and that he,"
the news anchor pauses to double-check,
"is somehow manipulating Governor Edwards to get his and this OPO's or DUTZ's way."
"I could allege a lot more,"
McIntyre says, but waves the thought away.
"Anyone who knows me knows how I feel about Campion."
McIntyre looks right into the camera.
"I know what you did, Campion. I know you. I know you."
McIntyre stops himself.
"I know what you did,"
he says, as he calms himself down and sits back in his seat. His interviewer comes back on after a brief, awkward pause.
"Well, Daniel McIntyre is certainly a passionate man. That's all the time we have for now. I want to thank our guest."
Click. BC turns off the viewer.
"That son of a bitch."
Beep, 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 beep.
BC's communicator beeps with a waiting message. "BC here, what's up?"
"Father Campion, this is Lunar Prime Today. Do you—"
"No comment." BC cuts the connection.
Beep, 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 beep.
"Father Campion, this is news—"
"No comment," BC snarls, cutting them off. "Communicator off," BC commands. "You have 24 calls queued up and waiting," the unit informs him.
"Great. This is just fucking great. More reason to hate the man. The guy's giving me a reason to come out of my semi-retirement. Gotta respond somehow. Not a deadly response. Can't do that. Yet."
BC addresses his comm unit. "Answer all calls with the following message. Begin recording. Hello, this is Father Bernard Campion, the ambassador for the Holy See, Vatican City, and His Holiness Pope Linus II. I'm not available right now, and I will not be responding to any ridiculous allegations made by any politician who uses the news media to sully the reputations of others for their own personal political gain. Thank you." End recording. Recording ended. Message sent, the unit says. "Keep using that announcement to answer all incoming messages until I tell you to change it," BC orders the unit. "Answering incoming signals with the recorded message until further instructions," the unit informs BC.
Beep, 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 beep.
"I thought I told that thing to—" "Oh, it's the door. Oh, no."
"Who is it?" BC calls out. The door speaker crackles.
"Father Campion, this is Lunar Prime News Service. We just want to ask you a few questions about Daniel McIntyre's allegations today that you are—"
"No comment," BC shouts. "Door lock secure. No interruptions. Do not disturb."
"God damn him."
BC paces across his stateroom. "Comm unit, get me Governor Mark Edwards," BC barks.
"Governor's office,"
a young-sounding male voice, not Edwards, answers.
Governor Edwards, please. It's Bernard Campion, and it's kind of important I speak to him immediately.
Yeah, I can see why, the guy answers back.
Jeez, a comedian. Who is this kid? I don't remember him.
Yeah, okay. Please, just put me through to Edwards, okay? BC tries asking nicely.
He's in a meeting right now.
This is an emergency. BC stifles the urge to crawl through the comm unit and strangle the kid. He tries to keep his voice even-toned. I think the governor might want to talk to me right now.
He's talking to my dad right now. They're busy. I'll give him the message you called.
Your dad? Who's this? BC demands.
I don't have to tell you,
the kid teases BC. BC scowls. Visual on, BC commands. He can now see the young teen sitting at the governor's reception desk. Capture an ID, BC orders.
Visual off! Come off!
The boy yells. The viewer blinks as the picture disappears and the sound clicks off. Subject is a minor, BC's comm unit tells him. Justin Spear, only child, son of Julius Spears and Margaret Maggie Spears. Maggie Spears deceased, December 25th, 2109.
Mother died in the Christmas attacks. Don't know the mother or the father. I do like these new security features.
Identify Julius Spears, BC commands the comm unit. Spears, Julius, the comm unit begins. Born July 13th, 2061, Earth, United States Sector of Universal Trade Zone. Graduated with honors, Jersey City Polytechnic Institute for Media, May 2082. Employed by Media Advisors of Lunar Prime. Media Advisors, BC queries? Advertising agency, the comm unit informs him.
Media Advisors, I don't know them. Mark must have brought them in to help on the campaign. I'll have to tell him the guy's kid is a brat.
Comm unit, get me Mark Edwards, please, BC asks.
Governor's you again,
the kid answers, then cuts off the comm.
Why, you little prick.
BC hears something rattle. It's a rattle coming from somewhere near the door to his stateroom. And again, BC places the sound.
It's glasses up on the shelf next to the door, shaking together. Someone must be hammering on the outside door pretty hard. That's beyond knocking.
Comm unit, get me security. LSC, this is security, a woman answers. Yes, this is Father Bernard Campion, the Vatican ambassador, BC tells her. The glasses rattle again, louder this time. There are people right now trying to break down the door to my stateroom. I was hoping you could send some officers over to stop them from doing that.
They're trying to break into your stateroom? Right now?
The officer asks him. Rattle. Right now, BC says.
Yeah, I can see them on our security viewer. Looks like a few media teams. We'll clear them away for now, but you know them. They just keep coming back,
she tells BC. I know, BC says with a sigh.
Sorry, she says. We'll call back when it's all clear, Father.
Thank you, BC says, and cuts the comm.
Should I bother? Oh, what the fuck?
Comm unit, get me Mark Edwards, please, BC asks again.
Governor's office? Oh, why do you keep calling?
Justin Spears asks him.
Goodbye.
He's cut off as a voice echoes in the background over the comm unit, shouting,
Justin, what are you doing?
Visual on. BC commands, just in time to see an older man who looks like the boy come into the picture.
Who are you?
The man who must be Julius Spears asks BC over the comm unit. I'm Father Bernard Campion, Mr. Spears. Would you please put the governor on? The man's brow furrows.
He's not taking calls right now, Father,
Spears says tersely.
I'll pass your message along. Good day.
The comm unit cuts off.
What a prick. Like father, like son, I guess. What the fuck is going on?
Beep, 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 beep.
I thought I turned that off.
What? BC yells out.
Take it easy, BC. It's me, Edwards.
How'd you do that?
Get through past my message, I mean.
Oh, some kind of governmental override, I guess. I just told the comm to get me through to you. Sorry about Spears. Ad guys. You know how they are.
Yeah, and his kid's a real charmer, too. He cut me off twice before, BC tells him. What are you doing, talking to him about the campaign?
Yeah, I obviously need the help,
Edwards explains.
Spears was a political consultant before branching out into commercial advertising. When I found out he was here on Lunar Prime, I thought I'd talk to him. See if he could offer me any advice.
Could he?
Sort of. But I'm not listening to some of his advice or I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Edwards laughs. What, has it come down to you not being able to talk to me? Because of McIntyre?
Yeah. He's turned you into a hot potato, Spears said. Told me I shouldn't go anywhere near you or be seen talking to you,
Edwards tells BC. That's probably good advice, BC admits. Thanks for ignoring it.
You're welcome. But I do need you to lay low. And I can't be seen talking to you. Not until this election is over.
Edwards breaks the news to BC.
I'm sorry, BC. You do what you have to. But I'm going to have to show everyone you aren't somehow pulling my strings, you know?
It's stupid, I know. But it's true. Spears has it right. BC admits, with regret. I'm just going to make a statement and try to ride this out and lay low for you, just like you say, BC assures him. I've been told to lay low by the best of them, trust me. I've got lots of practice, BC says wryly. You know, Mark, I've got to say one more time, you could always bring up the charge that he cheated on Meredith with that girl back on Earth, BC suggests, already knowing the answer.
No way, Edwards protests. I know, you keep telling me I should. But I don't want to go negative. Besides, how come I've got to remind you one more time that you're a priest? You shouldn't be sharing her information in the first place. I don't want to go there, okay? End of story.
Okay. I just had to try one last time before I go incommunicado, BC says.
Thanks for understanding, Edwards says earnestly.
You're welcome, BC tells him. Good luck, Mark. Comm unit off.
Well, fuck. This isn't looking good. Edwards is getting desperate. Huh. Getting? He already stinks of desperation. McIntyre acts like he can smell Edwards' fear like a dog. And Edwards won't go on the attack.
BC's life the next day and a half becomes a continuous game of cat and mouse with the news media. They keep trying to get him to comment on McIntyre's allegations. He keeps dodging them. It accomplishes what McIntyre obviously hoped it would. A sideshow is created that distracts people from the real issues over the weekend before Election Day. BC leaves his quarters to vote first thing Monday morning, Election Day. He pushes past the perching media people and walks to the polls with a parade of them trailing behind.
McIntyre set us up to lose, but good. If we had ignored him and continued to meet and strategize on the election, McIntyre would have been able to point and say, there, see? They are collaborating. Edwards is in the pocket of the UTZ. We don't meet, and he says, see? They obviously have something to hide. They're not meeting because of what I said. They're pretending that Campion isn't an advisor to Edwards. Campion's dodging the media. This proves what I said. Blah, 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 blah. I've got a bad feeling about this.
No media past this point. An LSC officer barks at BC's entourage as BC approaches the polls. You all know that, the man with the badge admonishes BC's following. No media within 100 meters of any polling place. That's the law. Thank you, officer, BC says to the LSC. The man grunts back at him.
Personable, nice fucking guy. At least he keeps them at bay.
BC signs in, heads for the curtain voting booth, and casts his vote for Edwards. He draws back the curtain of the voting booth and looks around the polling place, looking for a different exit from the way he came in. He sees one off across the other side of the room.
Time to escape my entourage.
BC ducks out the side door. He looks around. The media hounds seem to be unaware of this exit from the polling place. None of them are in sight. BC jogs down the corridor towards the main dome. He makes his way over to McGrady's pub. Edwards is using the pub as his election headquarters for the day. And hopefully, for his victory celebration tonight.
I might as well show up there now and hide out in a corner. Try to hide in plain sight.
BC finds the pub nearly empty. He waits after he gets inside, listening for the door to open again behind him, and the media to swarm. There's silence. BC smiles. Hey, you okay? The bartender calls over. I'm okay, BC says, looking back over his shoulder. BC stands there for a moment, still waiting for the media hounds to follow his trail into McGrady's. Still nothing. BC is still smiling. You expecting someone? The bartender asks him. Oh, I hope not, BC says. Uh-huh, the bartender grunts. Well, so far so good, huh? BC laughs. So far.
BC!
Edwards calls over from a table in the center of the pub. Julius Spears and his son are sitting there with him, along with two of Edwards' aides. BC walks over.
I'm not sure it's a good idea for you to be here, Spears says to BC as he reaches the table.
Tough, BC says, dismissing the man with a word. He turns away from Spears and towards Edwards. Mark, I just voted and lost the media that were trailing me. Mind if I hide out here in a corner somewhere and read or knit or something? Edwards laughs.
Thanks, he smiles. That's the first laugh, hell, first time I've even smiled today, Edwards says.
Then his face falls back into a frown.
It's bad, BC. The poll we did late last night was horrible. McIntyre's gonna win, and he's probably gonna win big.
You never know, BC cautions Edwards, tries to raise his spirits. Maybe when people get in the booth to vote and see both names, they'll go, oh yeah, Daniel McIntyre, he's that asshole, and realize they've got to vote for you. See? It's simple.
Damn! Never realized you were such an optimist, BC, Edwards says.
Julius Spears gets up from the table.
Come on, son, we're leaving, he says to the boy.
As the kid gets up, Spears turns to Edwards.
I'm not staying where my advice is clearly being ignored. Good luck, Governor.
Thanks, Julius. I know you tried to help. Good luck with the agency.
Right. Thank you, Spears replies.
He and his son leave the pub.
Have a seat, BC. Looks like we've got the room,
Edwards jokes half-heartedly. Actually, Mark, I wasn't kidding about hiding out in the corner, BC says.
Really?
Really. The media have been merciless.
Like you're telling me anything, Edwards says with a chuckle. Well, go ahead. Hide away.
Thanks for understanding, Mark, BC says.
Hey, bartender, he calls over. Could I get a pint and an order of fish and chips? You got it, he replies. I'll be over there in the corner, BC tells him.
BC ponders the pub and milks his ale, playing with his food for hours. More Edwards supporters arrive as the day goes on. By evening, the pub is full, but the mood is subdued, and the crowd oddly quiet, anticipating doom. By the time the media figure out that BC is in McGrady's, he's not the story anymore. The polls are closed, and Mark Edwards is the story. Edwards loses the election and the governorship of Lunar Prime to Daniel McIntyre. Edwards makes the announcement to the crowd in McGrady's.
Well, everybody, it's happened, Edwards says with a crooked smile. Daniel McIntyre has won the race for governor of Lunar Prime, and I have lost.
Edwards pauses, struggles a little to keep his composure. He looks up and continues.
I want to thank all of you for all your support. You've all been great. We've got a lot to be proud of. We all worked together to rebuild Lunar Prime. We did it. They can't take that away, no matter what. I promise to work with Daniel McIntyre and his people as we begin the transition to a new administration.
Edwards looks around the room.
And I'd like to ask you all to be gracious and do the same. I know you will. Remember, we have work to do until the inauguration. Let's keep the place running well and do our best to see that all these changes go through smoothly. Thanks again, everybody. Thank you.
Edwards finishes with a sigh and steps back with his head down. One of his aides guides him over to a table to sit down as the crowd begins dispersing.
March 24th, a day that will live in infamy. Well, wonder how the new Governor McIntyre will like the new Vatican mission. I'll be sure to invite him over sometime soon for tea and crumpets.
BC decides to head home to the Vatican mission. He stops over to say goodbye to Edwards before he leaves. Man, the people are morons, Mark. Pure and simple. They're idiots. McIntyre's a... Edwards cuts him off.
He's the governor now, BC,
Edwards says as he shakes his head, as if saying it makes it more real, more painful.
Or he will be, soon enough. You've got to let bygones be bygones with him, BC, or he'll evict you from your own mission.
He can't do that, BC protests.
Sure he can, BC. I'm just saying, be careful, man. We're at war. He can say it's for Lunar Prime self-defense.
Edwards shakes his head again. He hardly looks up when he talks.
You gotta play nice with him now, BC. I'm just trying to warn you, for your own good.
Well, thanks for that, Mark, BC says. I do appreciate it. And I do know that I've got to try to get along with the guy, you're right. That doesn't make it any easier. And it doesn't make me forget who he is, and who his friends are. This isn't going to be fun.
So sorry to ruin your fun, Edwards says bitterly.
BC frowns at his friend's bitter barking. Yeah, guess it's time to go. Sorry again about the election, Mark. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sure. Thanks,
Edwards mumbles. He looks down and contemplates the tabletop as BC turns and leaves the pub. The inauguration of Daniel McIntyre as governor of Lunar Prime is scheduled for 6 weeks later, Monday, May 5th. When he gets back to his quarters, BC has all his calendars fill the date in solid black.
Black Monday, indeed. Worst of all, I'll be forced to attend the damn thing.
That was Chapter 2 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio.
That did not turn out as hoped. Nope, Daniel McIntyre has been elected the next governor of Lunar Prime. And of course, he and BC do not get along. You know, the punching each other and stuff. So, well, each of them knows, that is, they think they know, who the other really is. So BC doesn't know if he's going to be able to stay on Lunar Prime, and he's not sure he wants to anymore. We'll find out what happens if the whip comes down or if he decides to take off as Vatican Ambassador continues on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Again, a thank you to my patrons, and if you'd like to become one, please head over to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And consider donating $2, $5, or $10 a month towards the cause of keeping the podcast going. You can also get to the Patreon page for the podcast by going to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikelawoma.com. And be on the lookout for the new audiobook featuring, in part, the audiobook you're listening to right now on the podcast, Vatican Ambassador. I've put Vatican Assassin, the new 15th anniversary edition, Vatican Ambassador, the second edition, the one we're listening to, and Vatican Abdicator under one cover as the Vatican Assassin trilogy. Well, now I've done the audiobook by putting all the book's chapters together under one proverbial audiobook cover. And that's going to be an over 30-hour audiobook of the Vatican Assassin trilogy. So keep your eyes open for that. It's going to be coming out in the next week or so. And if you're a patron, I'll give it to you, because you help support this podcast and keep me going. And that is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
Glow in the Dark Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.